Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family, starting tomorrow, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian state media saying that talks with Ukraine on ending the war have stopped for the day. The talks not expected to heed much progress. Over the weekend, Ukraine launched a large drone attack on Russian air bases, one of them thousands of miles away. ABC's Patrick Rievel with more on how they did it.
What Ukraine's Domestic Intelligence Service, the SBU, has said they did is that over the course of 18 months, they first smuggled in these simple commercial drones that have been adapted, and then that they also smuggled in small wooden huts, basically sheds. And then these sheds were put on the back of trucks to transport them. We saw these amazing videos that show drones just emerging from the containers and then heading towards these Russian bases.
A 45-year-old man in custody in Boulder, Colorado, after allegedly throwing makeshift flamethrowers and Molotov cocktails at marchers who were calling for the release of all the hostages in Gaza. Eight people hurt, at least one critically burned. This is ABC News. Backlash over President Trump's big budget bill permeating Washington, with some members of even the president's own party saying it will raise the country's deficit by just too much money.
President Trump's allies defending a so-called One Big Beautiful Bill against opposition from fellow Republicans. Speaker Johnson now urging his Senate colleagues to get on board after the bill narrowly passed the House by just one vote, but they're pushing back. Budget hawk Senator Rand Paul says there are enough unconvinced Republicans to block its passage. At issue, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office predicting the bill could add $3.8 trillion to the federal deficit over 8 years.
ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang in Washington. New warnings about what some of the president's newest tariffs could do to your grocery bill. Steel and aluminum tariffs might not just hurt cars and appliances. They could mean higher food prices because companies have to pay more for packaging. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We'll be right back. Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 86. For tonight, partly cloudy and 65. Tuesday, 77 with showers or thunderstorms likely. For Tuesday night, any rain ending in the evening and then a low of 54. Partly sunny and comfortable Wednesday and 77. We have a south wind right now at 2 miles per hour. After an earlier reading of 44, our morning low are up to 69 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
100.9 WRCO. All my life I've been a dreamer. Wish on stars, go too far. You couldn't talk me down, and I felt like I could see forever. Had no choice, I believed. I knew I'd leave this town, I was gone. Before I ever said out loud, and I would run just to see what life's about. Oh, but now I see my life. Twists and turns, ups and downs. Choices that I made somehow, oh, and I watch each chapter close, and I guess that's how the story goes. I never thought it would care. Catch me, just have fun, live it up. Never stop to ask, is this it? Is this where I should be heading? What if time says otherwise? Who do I trust now if not myself? And if everyone I know cheers me on, even when I'm wrong, oh, but now I see my life. Twists and turns, ups and downs. The choices that I made somehow, oh, and I watch each chapter close. Choices that I made somehow. I watch each chapter close, and I guess that's how the story goes. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. That's how
Dana Powell on WRCO. That's how it goes. Good morning. Phil Nee with you for a little while longer on a Monday morning. We have some great info to get you in the know. We'll see what's happening at the Pizza Ranch. The old one is now closed. The new one will be coming up soon, and we'll get a report from Jess on kind of behind the scenes in that building project in just a little bit. So we'll check in with Jess in Reedsburg, and also a little bit later on, some cars and conversation from the Philbeck family of dealerships. And later on, between 11 and noon, we'll have another word that you can text in and be a part of the winning in the Civic Media Scani Summer Giveaway. So that new word comes up just after 11. We'll give that to you for you to text in and be a part of the big winning. There's a great tune from Kane Brown, doing well right now in the country survey in the top five with Backseat Driver.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. One coffee and a little bitty orange juice.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Prettiest girl I'd ever seen. Look at her, man, look at me. I thought I can't just walk up and ask her to dance with me in a beer can. I ain't about to get under that truck. I'll
all Saturday long with the summer turned up. Cranking that bolt till the oil's pouring in the pan. Now for me and a beer can. I can do hard work all day long. I can be anyone that I want. Give me a drink and sign me up, and I'm singing Sweet Home Alabama. Might not get it done by myself, but if I can have a little 12-ounce help, I'll be good if you just put one in my hand. Yeah, me and a beer can. I don't want to get out on that lake, reeling in nothing but my old crankbait. I can't float all day on a boat just catching a tan. Oh, but me and a beer can. And I don't want to sit up in that tree, watching them bucks not crossing that creek. Can't kill nothing but time sitting up there in that stand. Hey, me and a beer can. I can do hard work all day long. I can be anyone that I want. Give me a drink and sign me up, and I'm singing Sweet Home Alabama.
Jess from the all-new Pizza Ranch joins us, but it's not open yet. Jess, how's the move going?
Oh, it's going. You know, it's crazy to think how many years of stuff you can accumulate till you move, you know? I mean, I've got posters back, you know. I mean, a lot of you folks probably remember Jim and Cheryl Ferrari, you know?
Yes.
Jim had told me this, you know, he told me he had this one poster with, it was one of the original menu boards, and it had all the old prices on it when the Pizza Ranch first opened here, and I saved it, but with everything going on, I couldn't remember where I put it. Well, I found it yesterday. After 15 years, I found it, so... But it's really, really neat. And I'm going to put it up in my store in my office, you know, because it's just a great remembrance of, well, first it reminds me of the Ferraris, you know, they were the ones that really got this going and also gave me my start. But, you know, it also remembers where we came from with Pizza Ranch. I mean, it's crazy to look at the prices and seeing where they were at and the offerings and, but it just shows you we've come a long ways.
Yes, it does. And we remember Jim fondly. Of course, he and you used to alternate on this program and enjoyed that. But you got to wonder, what would Jim think about this new store?
I know. I think he would be ecstatic. You know, I really do. It's funny because yesterday after we all got done moving, my assistant manager, my AGM, CJ Wunsch, who has been here just as long as I have, and actually, Jim hired her about the same time he hired me. And, you know, we were sitting here just reminiscing about what would Jim think, you know. Mm-hmm. But so it's kind of bittersweet that we're moving. But I really think that, you know, he would be really proud of where the business has gone to and what we're hoping to do with a with a bigger building and more opportunity to serve Reedsburg and our surrounding areas. So we're really excited about it.
Well, you should be. So the old store is no longer. The lights are off. So people go there. They're not going to get the same great food they always will. But I'm guessing people are just going to be beating down the doors. When is the opening day for the new store going to be? Any idea?
Well, we kind of have a date in mind, but we're not disclosing it quite yet. I can tell you mid-June.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because there's a lot of moving parts, you know, where we're waiting on some this new pizza ranch is a whole different upgrade than what we currently have. So we've got new equipment. All of us are going to have to be learned. We're going to have to be taught new tricks at this new restaurant because it's going to be a learning experience for all of us. So we're still waiting on some of this equipment to come. So that's why we're kind of holding off of a grand opening date. But I can tell you it's going to be open in June, probably mid-June. We just don't have the specific date set yet for grand opening, but we do have a target date. So
oh, fun. Well, I can't wait to see
it. So they'll leave you guys hanging on.
Well, we appreciate the behind-the-scenes update as you prepare the new store. And are you going to still have some of the same nights, you know, the kids' night and senior citizens and all those things at the new store?
Oh, most definitely. That's going to continue. So, and even with kids' night, you know, we're going to have themed days. So we kind of started it a little bit when we just before here a couple weeks ago. So pay attention to our Facebook page. So we have themed nights like career day and hat, crazy hat day, crazy hair day for kids day. And then also, yes, the senior days, senior special days on Wednesdays. That's going to continue. Same with double points on Wednesdays. That will continue. Thursdays will still be wing night. We'll have the wings on the buffet. And then, of course, Friday we'll have fish. Those regular days, those are going to continue with this move. So that won't change. So we're happy about that because there's a lot of other things that are changing. So
can't wait to see. And again, if people want to drive by and take a look, where are you located?
We are at 2010 Viking Drive, and you kind of, in Reedsburg right now, they're doing that roundabout, which is right in between us and Just the Game Fieldhouse and Farber Funeral Home. So you might have to either go out on North Dewey and come around on Highway H, or go around Golf Course Road and come around on Highway H. I'm not saying it's okay, but I have seen people sneak through the construction at their own risk.
Right.
But
that's a no-no.
You want to, yeah, I would say follow the signs. I mean, unless you're really eager, you can test it.
We got to put a disclaimer on there, you know? That's
Right. This was not recommended
not
by
recommended.
Jeff.
No. Well, good luck with the move. We're just really excited to hear about and learn about and visit the new Pizza Ranch for the very first time. So, Jess, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. We look forward to seeing you at the new ranch.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living, it's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul, so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn. Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
WRCO 100.9.
Catch me if you can.
Cadillac, Ford, not a white Mercedes. Walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey, boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl, and he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on. Talking gone, gone, gone. Turning all the wrongs into right. I can drink to bad all night.
Working on the sweet thing, sitting on a bar stool, doing shots of Jack, girl, gonna take it old school. Singing hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Good morning. It is 72 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. We're trucking on toward 86 later on today.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. My neighbor Joe and I like to compare our honey-do list and kiddingly complain about how fortunate our wives are to have such able slaves. The honey-do list being that litany of projects to be done around the house and yard on our so-called days off. We complain back and forth across the fence as we toil with dirt, grass, fertilizer, repair bicycles, clean garages, sweep driveways, and prune overgrown branches. But the truth is, we enjoy it. There's something about the small tasks, those tasks that get you dirty, grimy, and greasy, that bring an odd sense of fulfillment. An old quote says it well. Whoever thinks he's too important for small tasks is probably too small for important ones. There's something wrong when successful executive types are afraid to get dirt under their fingernails. Making that extra buck can't hold a match to the fulfillment that comes from nurturing a half-dead plant back to life or the gleeful 3-year-old smile witnessed when you get that tricycle up and running again. You can be sure that your head has become too big when you no longer enjoy the small task. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm your host, Bill Cody. It was on this date, 1936, that Roy Acuff recorded a song that would forever be tied to his name, The Great Speckled Bird. It's a melody that came from gospel roots, filled with spiritual symbolism and scripture. But what made it uniquely Acuff was his delivery. This wasn't just a recording, it was the foundation of a legacy. Roy Acuff didn't invent country music, but he helped define what it could sound like on the national stage. His performance of The Great Speckled Bird became a fixture on the Grand Ole Opry. Acuff would go on to be its biggest star through the 40s and beyond, and later the ambassador. He helped bring the Opry into homes and hearts of America, remains one of the most important figures in country music history. And we are doing this show in his living room, his home that sits on the Grand Ole Opry Plaza. Mr. Acuff, as we referred to him. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last time you got up before the sun and watched while the night and day melted into one? When was the last time you really looked at rain dripping down the gutter, splashing on the window pane? My fondest memories are tied around these things: Sunday school, bedtime room, grandma's squeaky swing. Sneaking out behind the barn, my love would meet me there, tripping in the hallway over grandpa's rocking chair. Back in the country now, I know you're gonna say, back in the country, don't you wish that you had stayed? Back in the country where the roses still grow wild, back in the country where you walk those country miles. The last time you saw sundown through the tree, sitting on the front porch in a cool evening breeze? When was the last time that you heard a Bob White's call? When was the last time? I'll bet it's been too long. Back in the country now, I know you're gonna say, back in the country, don't you wish that you had stayed? Back in the country where the roses still grow wild, back in the country where you walk.
walk those country miles. Back in the country now, I know you're gonna say, back in the country, don't you wish that you had stayed.
More cars and conversation for a Monday from the Philbeck family of dealerships. Joining us is Doug Penfield, who's become a regular here during this time on the radio, and he's always bringing along some friends from Philbeck's. He has Matt Luxton with him today. Well, Doug, first of all, how did the recent outing go for the Richland Center wrestlers? I know you had a brat feed there last weekend.
Yeah, no, it went quite well. There's quite a few people that came out and wanted to support the, you know, the local athletes. So we did have more left over than I thought. So I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, makes sense. A lot of people are out, but they were able to raise a decent amount of money because there were some very, you know, generous people that came by. And overall, I'd call it a success.
So you scored when you had some leftovers to take home, then, I suppose, didn't you, or not?
Absolutely.
So what's new at Philbeck's here in Richland Center? Anything?
Not a whole lot specifically at Philbeck's that's really new. The nice thing is we talked a few weeks ago that Ford was doing their, that employee pricing for all on select models. They did announce they're moving that further. It was supposed to be ending in June. It's now going to be continuing through the month of June as well. So people that maybe weren't quite ready or didn't get a chance to capitalize have a little more time to maybe be able to take advantage of that employee pricing. So we're pretty excited about that. It's done really well for us.
We hope they do. You brought along a buddy today.
Yeah, one of our sales guys. So far you guys got to meet Josh and John before, and you know, wanted to make sure that we didn't leave anybody out. So we got Matt Luxton with me today.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Great. Good to have you in here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. So I grew up in Ithaca. I graduated in 2001. From there, I worked at Ace Hardware for a while, and then I worked at Schreiber Foods for 15 years and decided that it was time for a new opportunity and joined Philbeck's back in 2018, and I've been there since.
And you enjoy your stay there so far, huh?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And back in Ithaca, what was that first car you drove to school? Did you have a first car?
Yeah, so I had a 1985 Cutlass Supreme.
All right.
It was a fun car for sure.
What color was it, by the way?
It was a darker gray color.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. So, yeah, a lot of those don't exist. You know, you don't see those at car shows so much, do you?
You don't, yep. Not at all.
So, on the lot now, is there a car that really excites you, something you have at Philbeck's?
Honestly, one of the things that I really enjoy anymore is just the sports cars. One of the ones that I really enjoyed driving was the new Corvettes. I took my son out in one last summer, and he just thought that was just the coolest thing that we've ever done together, was just to go take one of those for a test drive. So definitely really exciting to be able to go drive stuff like that.
The thing that you have to watch out, though, it's easy to speed in one of those, isn't it?
It for sure is, yes.
Do you have one on the lot right now?
Right now, I don't believe we do.
Okay. So, but keep checking back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know your inventory changes all the time, doesn't it?
All the time, yes. Every day, something different's coming through.
All the new cars, you know, they have a lot of bells and whistles, too. Is there a big learning curve for us when we buy a car?
For sure. There's definitely a lot of things going on with the vehicles. It's impressive when you sit inside of the new stuff and how many features there are, all the safety stuff that goes with them, all the things that we have to learn to go ahead and help the customers learn, all the features that are there to just help with just the overall driving of the vehicle to make it safer and just a more enjoyable experience from even where it was 20 or 25 years ago, let alone 5 years ago.
After you sell a car, do you have somebody stop back once in a while and say, Matt, I forgot how to do this?
All the time. And we always tell everybody, feel free to stop back. We always like to see everybody, you know, come on in, say hi. If you have any questions, feel free at any point in time. We'll run back through things anytime.
My granddaughter likes to push buttons, so recently she was messing, and within 5 seconds she turned on the inside lights, dome lights, and I couldn't figure out how to turn them off.
Happens all the time. We'll get people that come in and say, I don't know what I pushed, I don't know what anybody pushed, and we just get them set right back to where they need to be. So
great. Is it a rewarding job at Philbeck's?
For sure. Yep, and get to meet a lot of great people, and it's just the excitement of getting them into the new vehicle and helping them find what they're looking for.
You probably go back and recruit like some of the people you work with at Schreiber's, or hey, why don't you stop by? I can swing you a deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll hope that they take advantage of that. Doug, anything you'd like to add today?
No, I think that Matt pretty much hit everything really on the head. And I'd like that you brought up all the technology and the fact that we're here to help everybody. The one thing that Matt said that I really do enjoy myself, because I'm going to my 12th year there now. Crazy how time flies. Is that we just like customers to stop out too, even if it's not business related. We do have a handful of customers that, sometimes it's weekly. They'll stop in just because they don't got a lot going on that day. They'll sit down at one of our desks and just chat for a while if we're not busy, just because they like our company and we like theirs, and we like that too.
Cars, that's a great conversation. That's what we do here in this program. Yeah. But everybody likes to talk about cars, I think, don't they?
100%. It's, when you turn 16 and you get that your license and that first set of keys, it's freedom, right? You're no longer depending on somebody to go see your friend or your parents to get to practice, or you feel like McDonald's that night and your dad doesn't want to go out. You're like, I can go get myself McDonald's. So from that point onward, it's honestly a symbol of freedom. So I think that's why everybody kind of, feels strongly about them in some way. Even if you're not into the fastness or the sports car side or something else, your most basic car still, it's really a big symbol of freedom for people.
Thanks for coming by today, gentlemen.
No, always. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Doug Penfield, Matt Luxton joining us from Philbeck Family Dealerships here in Richland Center. Stop by at any of the dealerships and have a little conversation with them about cars or life or whatever you may have planned.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house. The plumber in a pinch. And the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look at work at 9. Bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side. You can say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack. I was pouring. Then she got some nerve when she came into the curve. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Hardy on WRCO Radio. From the Lost and Found, Found Running Loose. A peacock found in the area of Highway 130, north of Lone Rock and south of Bear Valley. For more information, call 608-604-9551. That's 604-9551. 9 minutes away from the top of the hour, this is Chase McDaniel on WRCO.
Start. First, that girl stole my said he wanted a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. All I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm a living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Somebody just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland City.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Eight people in Boulder, Colorado are still recovering after police say a 45-year-old man threw a makeshift flamethrower into their crowd. They were calling for the release of hostages in Gaza. The suspect was calling Free Palestine during the attack. A former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett with questions.
Did he plan it? Did anybody help him? Maybe, maybe not. This looked like a lone actor attack to me, but we'll see. And they'll have a picture of this guy and may already before they decide who's going to charge him,